have serious issues with water bursts, particularly in the Clonmany Urus area and also in the Malin Head area. And I mean, and this is something that's been going on for some time. There's been over the last few weeks, there's been situations, in, particularly in the Urus area, where people have been out of water for up to 3 days. You know, there's been promise after promise by Irish Water to fix and replace piping in that particular area. And there's also been a lot of broken promises in relation to, you know, bringing water to those areas from the Pollen Dam. There was a stinger line fitted there about a year and a half ago, but it clearly is not big enough. It's not appropriate. It's not going to deliver the amount of water that needs to be delivered. We have a situation in Carndonagh where planning permission was applied for by to build houses in Carndonagh. Irish Water have come back to say that there's not enough water there for these houses. That's a serious statement to make by Irish Water, because, you know, are they saying that no development can happen in those towns because we don't have enough water? We are giving water away on a daily basis to other parts of this county from Inishowen. And if we don't have enough water, you know, we must put the water to our own area first, with it away. And I think it's incumbent on Irish Water to make sure that Inishowen has a supply of water first before we give water away to other parts of the county. And that's happening on a daily basis. So I think, you know, Irish Water need to step up to the mark here, and it's not good enough, absolutely not good enough, to say that it could be 2 or 3 or 4 years before the capacity is there for houses. We need houses now. We're in a housing crisis in this country. We need houses built. We need houses built in towns. We need houses built in rural Ireland. And to come back and say that there's no capacity, I think that's totally, totally unacceptable. And it's unacceptable that people have to be waiting for 2 or 3 days constantly with burst water pipes. And I just feel that Irish Water are not taking our concerns on board on this. And I think that, you know, they certainly need to step up to the mark and get this rectified and stop giving water away to other parts and make sure that Inishowen is looked after first.